says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thank you, folks. We're surviving up here in North Dakota.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch cat.
This is James Kelso and the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, beaming to you from North Dakota through the good offices in Round Rock, Texas, of the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's where you want to send your support to, republicbroadcasting.org. And we're live. We've got a one-hour show here, still somewhat of a new format to you folks and to me. This is our Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time show, 8 to 9 Central. That's my time zone. And we're live those 5 days. Formerly, as of last weekend, we had a two-hour show on Sunday. But we've now gone over to the Monday through Friday, and I was most pleased yesterday to see, and through this week, to see some of you Sunday regulars migrating over to our Monday through Friday format. Welcome to all of you. And to some of you, I'm a new face to some of you in this time slot. So what are we? Well, we're the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, created back in 2015 when yours truly, almost immediately, when Trump came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower, I said to myself, this is a phenomenon. This man is something else. And that proved to be true, and it continues to be ever more true. And we'll talk about that tonight, because Donald Trump is, so I've got some good news for you, some appearances of Donald Trump. Some of you may be able to go to. I want to get to that right away. I'll get, because that's important. I'll get to that right at the beginning of the show. And some news on our theme of the last few days, which is assembling our team. So let me go. Let's see, I didn't put the, you know, when you start a show up, you want to give the date and so on for archiving purposes. This is June 16th, 2022. All right, we're all set. Donald Trump will be appearing tomorrow at the Road to Majority Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. That's the name of it, Road to Majority. And this is a big conference, huge, not as huge as a Trump rally, but Donald Trump will be there, which will make it tomorrow. It will be a Trump rally. This is exciting. So I'm not sure when Donald Trump will speak, probably after our showtime tomorrow, but it might even be right as we go on the air. Who knows? Maybe we'll be able to live stream Donald Trump right over the air here. This has happened many times before in the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. We'll endeavor to do one way or the other to bring you what Donald Trump brings us tomorrow. And the if you're near Nashville, oh, you want to go. Where is this? I'll give you the time and place. It is, going through my notes here, it is at the Gaylord Opryland Resort, which is huge. It started today, Donald Trump tomorrow, and then closes on Saturday the 18th. $150 gets you a premium ticket, kind of a VIP ticket. $59 gets you a general session ticket, and I think a student ticket is like $29. If you're near Nashville, you gotta go. All right, well, how about the following week? Well, we give another Donald Trump event. The pace is quickening. Saturday, June 25th, the following Saturday at 7 p.m., Donald Trump will be, wait for it, you lucky stiffs out there. I'll tell you who the lucky ones are. I'll tell you where it's going to be in just a moment. Okay, you lucky ones are out here in my old former hometown of Kansas City. You lucky dogs. St. Louis, Alton, Illinois, where my mom went to college, Springfield, Illinois, lucky, Omaha, Lincoln, where my people come from, Des Moines, oh, all you lucky people, Columbia, Missouri, Springfield, even Nashville. Where is this event going to be? Town you've never heard of on the Mississippi River, Mendon, Illinois, Mendon. The nearest town you may have heard of is, let me zoom into it, Quincy, Illinois. And it's going to be at a fairgrounds there, which means outdoors, so it'll be an unlimited audience. With all those good patriots within 150 miles of Mendon, Illinois, expect a huge crowd and a wonderful event. I just live for these Donald Trump events. So that's coming up. So two appearances, Nashville tomorrow, Mendon, Illinois, on the following Saturday. All right, let us turn to the Road to Majority Conference. This is the second year for this conference, and the speakers list is great, and it's expanding as we speak. And there aren't many turkeys on the speakers list. This is something I'm looking for. Like, are there any rhinos on the agenda? And I only spot two. Nikki Haley. Yes, I hear you booing now. And I hope she gets booed at the conference. And then Lindsey Graham. When will we no longer have to see the ugly mug of Lindsey Graham on our TV sets? But he'll be there. But those are the only two turkeys I spotted. Now listen to some of the all-stars that will be there to talk about assembling our team. Well, there's the man himself, DJT, and Ted Cruz, Jeanine Pirro, Newt Gingrich, Ron Johnson, Leo Terrell, Herschel Walker, Jim Jordan, and Louis Gohmert. It's quite an all-star lineup there. And then here's a surprise for me. I was going through this today, and I don't know how many of you know this. You have to have listened to my show to have known this. But in 1965, I graduated from Pacific Palisades High School, and out in between Santa Monica and Malibu. And my classmate, who, you know, we sat next to each other, we were on the same debate team, the same quiz team, we played chess at his house, and he'll be speaking, Michael Medved. So now this is interesting to me, because Michael Medved, back in 2016, I haven't kept track of what Michael's doing on the radio, but he's a big-time radio host, you know, and I don't know if he's with Salem or who he's with, but he has, you know, a big show. And back in 2016, he really screwed up. He came out hard opposing Donald Trump. He was such a neocon in 2016. Now, I don't know whether he's had an epiphany or not, but he's at this event, and I'll be very interested to see, what does he say? Has he seen the light? Has he understood that Donald Trump is our greatest hope? I hope he has. I'm ready to forgive. But anyway, Michael Medved will be a speaker. And so I'll probably have something interesting to say about that if I manage to find a way to hear his speech. So that's events coming up here. All right, now let's an update on assembling our team. Another great Donald Trump pick was on TV today. We talked about Liz Harrington, his spokesperson. Wow, is she good? I mean, she has everything nailed. Well, another such woman came into my view today, Christina Bobb, B-O-B-B. She's a Donald Trump attorney. And she said some brilliant things on a show on the, what network was I watching? It was Real America's Voice, the network on which you can find Steve Bannon. And she said about the January 6th circus that's going on, she said a notable thing is that here's a quote, every single statement put out today by anybody, witness or committee member, was inadmissible in court. And she said, and that's why they're running it as a kangaroo court, as a circus, because none of what they're doing would be allowed into any law-abiding court in America. A bunch of hearsay, a bunch of frou-frou, nonsense, not evidence. They don't have any evidence. Another thing that she said that was great, Christina Bobb, she said, what stands out about Donald Trump, what separates him from, puts him head and shoulders above all of them, is that he brings hope to America. And we were talking about that yesterday, hope. He brings hope to America. And Christina Bobb also mentioned that in this January 6th clown car, Liz Cheney, who is doing a kamikaze mission, she is Liz Cheney, she said, was more aggressive than the chairman of this Democrat committee. So Liz Cheney is so red in the face and furious at Donald Trump, she's going to go down. She's going down. Kamikaze mission. Her political career is ending before her very eyes. Wyoming now hates her. Her opponent in the primary, Harriet Hageman is going to mop the floor with Liz Cheney's sorry-looking face. And that will be, and then, of course, Harriet Hageman will go on to take that Wyoming, that single Wyoming Republican congressional seat. That'll be just wonderful. Well, before I go any further, let me say I hope to get some calls today from some of you great listeners. Here's the number, 512-248-8252. Call in now, call in any time, and I will be true to my word. I'll put you on right away. Let's go to a regular feature of the Trump phenomenon, which is Trump. Here he is. When I don't have audio of DJT, I like to go to the things he writes on the day he writes them. And here's what he's written today. Some of what he's written. He says this, written today. The fake, and I'm reading this off of DonaldJTrump.com. And you'll see tags up there. Go to events to see what the next event is, like this Mendon, Illinois event, how you can attend, and the tickets are free, all that. Just go to DonaldJTrump.com. Then if you want to read his writings, go to his news. And here's the latest writing. He says, the fake news networks are perpetuating lies, falsehoods, and Russia, Russia, Russia type disinformation. The same sick people, here we go again, By allowing the low-rated but nevertheless one-sided and slanderous unselect committee hearings to go endlessly and aimlessly on and on and on. It is a one-sided, highly partisan witch hunt, the likes of which has never been seen in Congress before. Therefore, I am hereby demanding equal time to spell out the massive voter fraud and Democrat security breach. Wow. Nice message. Now, it'll be interesting to see how this is handled. You know, we have these equal access laws. If the Democrat committee is viewed as not being a bipartisan, actual, real committee to which the Republicans would have been allowed to pick members, they weren't. If you remember, Jim Jordan was picked as a member of the committee, is his name Jim Banks, another congressman, and they were disallowed by Nancy Weirdo Pelosi. She would not allow those two to be on her unselect. That's why Donald Trump calls it the unselect committee. Well, that immediately makes the committee fraudulent. Republicans, I mean, in the American system, the Western system, the European system of jurisprudence and of governance, of debate, of civil conduct, you allow both sides to present their view or evidence or information. It's only in a totalitarian third world, brutal, primitive civilization that only your view is presented. Well, that's Nancy Pelosi's world. That's Chuck Schumer's world. Anyway, if Donald Trump, if what they're doing is acknowledged to be 100% partisan, that it is simply a show trial, then Donald Trump, by U.S. media laws, is entitled to equal time to a rebuttal. It'll be interesting to see. You know, unfortunately, in America now, the law is what? What is the law in America? It's whatever the judge says it is. Again, that's third world. That's banana republic, just jurisprudence. That's what we have. But if Donald Trump gets lucky, and there are, you know, here and there, there's a sprinkling of actual judges who actually know and honor American and Western civilization, he might actually get a ruling that he's entitled to equal time. Now, this will certainly put, I can assure you, the attorneys at the networks are hitting the panic button, because all the networks are letting Liz Cheney and company have all the time they want. That's a lot of hours. And then very low ratings. If they are compelled to give Donald Trump equal time, well, they're going to get super duper ratings, but Donald Trump's going to get to talk to him. He's not going to be talking to 19 million people. Very, very low rating. He'll be talking to 40 million, 50 million, and people will be glued to their sets. All right, another message from Donald Trump. He says, also to us today, he says, wow, the Dow just broke 30,000. Downwards, broke below 30,000 on the downside. Many thought this could never happen. This stuff is not good news. They rode Trump up for the first year. Remember, the stock market mysteriously, it rose for the first year of the Biden catastrophe. And what Trump is explaining here is, yeah, there's momentum that Biden inherited from Trump. He rode that for 1 year. We'll be right back.
And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Just looking up something here during the break here. The some of the good news we've had in the last few days. One is the magnificent win by Myra Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S, Myra, spelled M-A-M-A-Y-R-A, but pronounced Myra Flores, in the Texas 34th Congressional District. Wonderful, wonderful Republican, a brand new Republican who was inspired. This goes to my thought that Donald Trump is the man. He is the man. It was Donald Trump that inspired her. She listened to what he had to say. And she had come from a heritage of all her family voting Democrat forever. And all of her neighbors and community. She's from a hugely Hispanic congressional district, and she won. This is a shock. terrorizes the demon rats everywhere in America, because their whole strategy of opening, part of the strategy of opening the border is to let in bazillions of people that they think will vote Democrat, ensuring the communists, the Democrats, perpetual political control in America, so that we no longer actually have any opposition, and it becomes a third world dictatorship, a perpetual, like Xi Jinping in China. He is dictator for life, as was Mao Zedong, dictator for life, as was Ho Chi Minh, Pol Pot. They're all dictators for life. But it turns out that Hispanics, American Hispanics along the border, they hate Joe Biden. The Democrats, in their sipping their cocktails in their gated compounds, they don't know what's going on. They don't realize Hispanics despise Joe Biden. They hate the idea of an open border. They are more against the immigration invasion than anybody. Joe Biden's popularity with Hispanics in America, even by pollsters who are left-wing, you know, typical mass media pollsters, even those polls show that Joe Biden's popularity with Hispanics is lower than with any other ethnic or political cadre. I think it's 25% popularity, approval. That's lower than with anybody. Non-Hispanic white people have more approval of Joe Biden than Hispanics do. This really caught them off guard. And her district, it's a long, sort of a stringy district up along the Gulf Coast from the Rio Grande up, almost reaching to San Antonio. And so she's connecting. This is a new kind of Texas conservative now, the Hispanic Texas conservative, to go along with the Texas cowboy conservatives that we've been more familiar with, like Chip Roy. Chip Roy's district almost touches, just a couple miles away from touching, near San Antonio. He's just north of San Antonio, and she's south of San Antonio. Chip Roy is wonderful. His district includes Chip Roy's district includes a town all you patriots are familiar with. Here, I'll let somebody else pronounce the name of that town right here, and you get to guess who's talking to you here.
Let's go to Lucy, Texas. Waylon and the boys.
Sing it, Waylon.
The successful micro-living's got us feeling like the Hatfields and the boys. The twin ain't really playing song. Newberry's train songs. Blue eyes crying in the rain. I've been looking for Texas. Ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Sing it.
Baby, let's sing with diamond rings, buy some boots and faded jeans and gold.
The one and only Waylon Jennings. And he's singing that, by the way. He's singing at Austin City Limits there in Austin, which is very near Round Rock, where you're sending your support. We'll be back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Welcome back, folks. Let's go to caller Pat, speaking of Texas, in Fort Worth. Hi, Pat.
Oh, hi.
What's on your mind? Yeah, Pat, if you just get your phone positioned right, what's on your mind? I think we're having a phone problem. Yeah, that's okay. Well, Pat, thanks for tuning in.
Did you hear it? Did you hear that?
Now you're just starting your call now, Pat. What's your thought? Whoops, we're losing it. Okay,
yeah, I guess
well,
we lost her again.
Yeah, okay. Or the cat's playing with a phone wire. All righty, but you know, a little south of Fort Worth there. Of course, Texas is a huge place. If you've never driven across it, it's not like a normal state, folks. It's a country. It takes 2 days to drive all the way from Louisiana to New Mexico. It takes 2 days. You're not going to cross that state in one day if you're obeying the speed limit. This Myra Flores I was talking about, this is an earthquake. This is no small thing. She trounced the Democrat Hispanic rival. And she will be the first, she's going to get elected. She is elected for now, and she'll be reelected in November. She is the first U.S. congressman born in Mexico. How do you like that? And I'll tell you what, that's going to resonate with Hispanic Americans. They're going to really relate to her. Now let's read up a little bit about her. She was born in Burgos, Tamaulipas. Tamaulipas is the part of Mexico, the state in Mexico, just south of the Rio Grande, where Monterrey is. She was born in Burgos, Tamaulipas, to migrant farm workers. She moved to the U.S. when she was 6 years old and became a U.S. citizen at 14. Her family often moved yearly throughout Texas during her childhood because of her parents, her and her parents' work picking cotton, which began in Memphis, Texas. That's a town in Texas. When she was 13. Read a little bit more. She was raised with conservative values, which is true of so many Hispanic families. And although her parents supported the Democratic Party, she was drawn to the Republicans due to her anti-abortion views. And so she's... Flores is a Christian and is married to a U.S. Border Patrol agent. They have four children. She has worked as a respiratory therapist. And how old is she? She's either 36 or 37. And she's beautiful and very personable. And so she is going to really hurt. She'll get reelected in November. And she is going to really hurt the Democrats. Their strategy, you know, the Democrat strategy is they take all black votes for granted. That's backfired. That's boomeranged. And who's the man who masterminded this boomerang? Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump who brought Herschel Walker to the fore and other black conservatives, Leo Terrell, two of the speakers at the Road to Majority conference in Nashville I just referred to. Leo Terrell, formerly, just kind of went with the crowd as a liberal, black organizer and leader. It was Donald Trump that caught Leo Terrell's attention and got him to say, you know what? This man speaks for me. He's a Republican, but he's speaking for me. Donald Trump is the populist who speaks. He speaks what so many people are thinking. He's a true populist. And his populism attracts great black thinkers like Leo Terrell. And now Myra Flores. And every other ethnic group. Donald Trump is... And this is wonderful. He communicates this. He is simply a great American patriot. And he doesn't have a mean bone in his body. Nothing sticks. They called Ronald Reagan the Teflon president. Oh, Donald Trump he's way ahead of Ronald Reagan. None of this, the public knows. They're lying about Donald Trump. And so I call him President Mr. Boomerang. Every lie they hurl at Donald Trump boomerangs back on them. And it also plays into one of Donald Trump's strengths, which is he is the world's greatest counterpuncher. You take a swing at Donald Trump and you're going to pay for it. So Donald Trump comes back much harder than what he gets. So that's a little bit on Myra Flores. That's a huge victory. Another huge victory in the elections this week that you may not have. This is going to be new to almost all of us. And it was new to me, but this is a name you're going to be paying attention to. Let me find my notes on this guy. His name is Jim Marchant, or Jim Marchant. M-A-R-C-H-A-N-T. Jim Marchant. And he won his primary for Secretary of State in Nevada. Now, let me tell you how this is huge. Because what Jim Marchant realized is that George Soros not only launched a campaign to install prosecutors all across the country, scores of millions of dollars spent by George Soros. Who knows where he got that money? But in order to install left-wing, communist, Marxist district attorneys and prosecutors all across the country, scores of them now plaguing our country. But at the same time, concurrently, George Soros had a campaign to install secretaries of state. What Soros realized in his devious, evil Marxist mind is that these less noticed positions are key. People don't pay attention to who's the Secretary of State. Do you know who the Secretary of State of your state is? I'm just thinking for a moment. I don't know who the Secretary of State of North Dakota is. I'm sure I recognize the name when I hear it. Is it Stengem? I'm not sure. But usually people don't know. George Soros exploited that weakness and spent scores of millions of dollars to install secretaries of state around the country. And that's why people like Raffensperger in Georgia, that's why cheating was possible in the election. The secretaries of state executed the cheating that George Soros wanted in the elections. So Jim Marchant, he has launched a campaign to recruit Patriot secretaries of state, MAGA secretaries of state, and he's winning. He has them just as terrified as Myra Flores has George Soros wetting his pants. Jim Marchant has him soiling his pants because Marchant is going to expose, when he wins as Secretary of State in Nevada, which is a corrupt state, as are maybe all of them, but Nevada is up at the near the top of the list. He is going to root out the corruption, expose it, and he's going to turn over the rock, and the public is now going to see all of the cockroaches that were under the rock. And you can be sure that what's going on in Nevada, Marchant will expose how they stole the 2020 election and all the others they've stolen. He will expose it, and he will be the first in a string of dominoes of Patriot secretaries of state who are going to expose the fraud. And so they're freaking out. Now get this, here's more good news for us Patriots. Jim Marchant was outspent 10-1 by the Mitt Romney people came in opposing him. Chuck Schumer's people, George Soros, they all came in opposing Jim Marchant, who's a Republican. He was outspent 10-1, but guess what? The guy has got that Donald Trump touch of speaking plainly and boldly. And the money couldn't defeat him. So now that was for the primary, just for the primary. They're so scared of this guy. But now he goes to the general election in November, and they're all coming out. Chuck Schumer has given a speech condemning Jim Marchant. Chuck Schumer realizes the game is up if Jim Marchant becomes elected. So that's another piece of good news for us. And I'll tell you what, another name you want to watch, another show that's a good one. I saw a lot of this today on John Frederick's show. He calls himself Outside the Beltway. He calls himself the blowtorch of free speech, John Frederickson. He is also on the Real America's Voice. So that's something that's turning out very well. There was another hero in our cause, a big, big hero. In our cause, and I got to meet him, Mike Lindell. I mean, just basically, you know, take a picture with him and shake his hand and talk to him for a minute. I met Mike Lindell in Bemidji, Minnesota at a Trump rally in 2020 rally in Bemidji, and Mike Lindell they talk about the left wetting their pants. Mike Lindell, they're going all out against Mike Lindell. They're attacking his MyPillow business in every way they can. Anything to shut Mike Lindell down, anything to bankrupt him, anything to wage lawfare against him, to destroy him. What a hero Mike Lindell is. He's put his entire fortune, everything he's got, all his time, all his money, he's put it into the MAGA fight. And he is... So pay attention to Mike Lindell. And if you don't have a MyPillow, you want to get one. He's offering a tremendous deal on the MyPillows. I think they're $19.88. And people have paid way more than that in the past. But he wants to keep his 2,000 employees right across the river here from me in Minnesota. He's got 2,000 employees in Minnesota. He doesn't want to lay off a single one of them. But all of the box stores, all of the online retailers, they've all declared war against Mike Lindell. Why? Because he's a MAGA man. He's a Trump man. By the way, speaking of being a Trump man, you know, I'm accused of being a Donald Trump cheerleader. Well, of course, I proudly confess to that. I was happy today to hear this guy I just mentioned, John Fredericks. Not a name most of us know, but this guy is impressive. We're assembling our team. John Fredericks is on the team. And he said, look, he said, I don't want to hear anything about any other candidates for the MAGA movement. I don't want to hear about, you know, he's referring to Ron DeSantis, of course, and anybody else that's mentioned. He said, Trump is it. And the other side, they'll take anything other than Trump. That would be a victory, a huge victory for them. Trump is the man who has the power, the draw, the influence. He's the threat. Nobody else is. So you're going to see all kinds of people supporting, you know, pumping up Ron DeSantis, for example. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, weird money, dark money coming in to try to pump up. And I'm not blaming DeSantis for this, but if mysterious money starts landing on Ron DeSantis' doorstep, it's people who, they don't support Ron DeSantis, but they would like to. The goal is stop Donald Trump. He's the only threat to these communists. Ron DeSantis is not a threat to them. Or let's say this, he's so much less of a threat that they would gladly finance a DeSantis campaign in order to save themselves from a Trump campaign. All right, let's go. I think Pat is back on the phone. Pat, are you there?
Yeah, I discovered something. If you can't find the name on any of your searches, go to YouTube thing. But I didn't know I was going to be talking. Sorry. I wanted to point out a guy named Adam Kenzinger, K-E-N-Z-I-N-G-E-R, from Illinois, who voted to impeach Trump, a Republican, who voted to impeach Trump. And yes, all of a sudden, he's wanting to stay in politics for a while. He's going to quit because he knew he made a bad mistake, right?
He announced he was retiring, so he's unretiring himself?
Yeah, go to YouTube.
Okay, Adam Kinzinger. Okay. Okay, that's very interesting. Adam Kinzinger, folks, you all remember him as the crybaby who was crying about, how traumatic it was for him on January 6th, that horrible, yeah. Horrible, the worst moment in American history. Oh, the slaughter. Oh, the burning, the destruction. Yeah. Oh, my God, it's worse than World War II. And Kinzinger, what a baby, what a crybaby, what a jerk. What a neocon nothing. Well, if he's...
He's not Clinton. He thinks he's going to take on Trump somehow.
Well, okay. Well, good for him. Now, see, he may have done an interesting head fake here by pretending he wasn't going to run. I don't know if... I hope a good MAGA candidate is running in the primary in his district. And, of course, Donald Trump, you can be sure... I don't know. Kinzinger is in Illinois. Let me see where his history is. Now, Donald Trump's going to be in Mendon, Illinois. Let's look this up real quick. Let's look up Adam Kinzinger. You talk about doing searches. No. Let's just look him up here real quick and see where his district is. Let's see how close he is to Mendon, Illinois. Adam Kinzinger. Okay, here he is. Oh, God, what a crybaby. What a poor excuse for a man. Okay, Illinois' 16th congressional district. Let's look it up. Where is it? I'm hoping it's near Mendon. Okay, let me scope out on the map here. Okay, how can I? 16th congressional district. I'm going to have to. Okay, it's not too far away. He's between Mendon and Chicago. Hey, let's take a break. Thanks for calling, Pat. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised
in no ghetto.
Hey, looking for a place to do my
this thing. Is James Kelso here, and let's see here. I took my watch off. I can barely see the clock. Oh, we're running out of time. Yes, indeed, we're running out of time. We're towards the end of the show. And I just looked up Adam Kinzinger. I don't think he's running. He did say he might run against Donald Trump in 2024. That would be fun, funny. But no, in Adam Kinzinger's 16th district, it's only Republicans running. No Democrats even running. And the leader is Darren LaHood, who's an incumbent representative. There's been some redistricting. He's already a Republican congressman from the 18th district, and he's running for the 16th district, Darren LaHood. So we'll find out whether he's a MAGA candidate or not. And then three other Republicans, including a truck driver. So that doesn't look too bad. That looks fine. I'd rather not see Adam. I'd rather have him withdraw from the field and join Liz Cheney in retirement. So, yeah, we're just about out of time here. In tomorrow's show, I may have a little bit of coverage about the majority conference that's going right now in Nashville, Tennessee, at which Donald Trump will speak tomorrow. If we're lucky, depending on how the schedule goes, we might have Donald Trump himself speaking to our public broadcasting audience. And things aside from the fact that we're rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell, and we're going to hell in a handcart, things are going pretty well for the Patriot cause. It's so bad that in some ways there it may be good. And I'm really happy that as I said in an earlier show, when I woke up this morning and when we turned on the microphone today, Biden and the communists, the Marxists, have not yet managed to start World War III in either Taiwan or Ukraine, the two areas in which they are most likely to start World War III. So that hasn't happened. Oh, whew, thank goodness. And then the other thing for which I'm so thankful is that Donald Trump is in the saddle and charging hard. Hi-oh, Silver, away. He's the Lone Ranger is riding hard. So those two things make me happy every day. My little Lone Ranger quip is that a relative of mine actually wrote some of the Lone Ranger shows. Edmund Kelso was actually a screenwriter, playwright, who wrote some Lone Ranger shows. And I got to meet the Lone Ranger, Clayton Moore, the man who played the Lone Ranger. I met him in Kansas City, Missouri. Well, that's it for today's show. We'll see you again tomorrow, maybe with Donald Trump himself. See you then. So long.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser flew 51 star flags along Pennsylvania Avenue for Flag Day yesterday. This is today's Liberty Minute. The mayor said that she directed her team to hang the 51 star flags, quote, as a reminder to Congress and the nation that the 700,000 taxpaying American citizens living in D.C. demand to be recognized, end quote. Washington, D.C. is the district that acts as the seat of government identified in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the U.S. Constitution. As such, D.C. statehood is clearly unconstitutional. Therefore, any politician who talks about D.C. statehood is either just pandering or hasn't read the Constitution. Now, if Congress were to waive federal income tax for the residents of Washington, D.C., that would remove the taxation without representation argument. After all, the Fed can just print more money when they need it, right? Don't miss my live stream with former Mafia capo Michael Franzese tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.